for Apollo 11. The Apollo mission, the flight to land of the first men on the moon. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
It was 9:32 a.m. on July 16th, Eastern Daylight Time. One of the few fleeting moments that week when all eyes watched and shared in a positive American vision. Apollo 11 was on its way to the moon.
Houston, Apollo 11, that gave us a magnificent ride.
Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it's going to look like you're well on your way now.
When the moon is in the seventh house,
engine stop. ATA at a
descent.
Host control, both autos, descent, and command override off. And then I'm on. We're home. 413 is in. We copy you down, Eagle. Listen, Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
Live transmissions from the moon on July 20th, 1969. News anchor Walter Cronkite was sighing in amazement during the live broadcast. With the Eagle safely on the ground, Neil Armstrong was ready to step into history.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footpads are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder down there. It's very fine. I'm going to step off the lamb now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Not everyone was inspired by the moon landing. To the poor, it was a sharp contrast to their daily misery.
Hi, everybody. This is Geddy Lee for RAD. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends or relatives would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get into a car, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Spock, you getting any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night.
Spock, I'm trying to...
Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
This is Jaron Lanier, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, that crazy mixed up mutant reform sound collage on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, our theme is Apollo and Dionysus. And we began and finished the last set with one of our three featured artists, Apollo 440. just about a half an hour ago. We began with Stop the Rock, which was a pretty big hit for them off of Getting High on Your Own Supply. Almost a perfect album. And then we followed that with Amy Winehouse and Rehab. And then a Chuck U music montage incorporating contributions from the Apollo 11 astronauts in Mission Control. Apollo 11 actualities. And that also included Aquarius from Hair. Then we heard from the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and Drinkin' Wine and Kraftwerk, our second featured artist, and The Man Machine, also exploring something of the dynamics of Apollo versus Dionysus. And we concluded with Apollo 440 and Cold Rock the Mic, also from Getting High on Your Own Supply. And also in that set, Geddy Lee from Rush, who is our third featured artist, and we're going to be hearing from them pretty soon. An epic piece from them. And thanks also to Jaron Lanier, the father of virtual reality, for that station ID, that Tears of the Gods show and station ID. I met him a couple of years ago when he was promoting his book, You Are Not a Gadget, a sort of anti-Kurzweilian view of human beings and technology. But you're probably been wondering, because I've been talking about how we have three featured artists this evening, and you've been hearing the Apollo 440 and the Kraftwerk, but what about Rush? Well, we're bringing you their 18-minute epic, Cygnus X-1 Book 2, Hemispheres, which is about Apollo and Dionysus and the battle of heart and mind that occurred in a kind of myth that they derive from a mix of ancient Greek mythology with Apollo and Dionysus and the more modern Western European Nietzschean view of them representing two distinctly polar opposites of logic versus emotion and mind versus body. So the deal here, Neil Peart, who's their drummer, and besides being one of the most outstanding rock drummers ever, he also writes incredibly literate lyrics for their music. And this Hemispheres is half of the album of, well, Hemispheres is the album. And what I'm going to play you is a 6-part epic piece about Apollo and Dionysus. And it starts off with human beings hanging around and deciding, wondering what they're going to do. And they decide to follow Apollo and build cities and other big things of civilization. But then they get bored. And instead, Dionysus offers them a lot more fun. They can go out and drink wine and fornicate and have a great time, which they do. And then winter comes, and oh boy, they've got big problems having abandoned those farms and civilization. So then this guy goes off in his spaceship, the Rocinante, which is a literary reference to the horse in the novel Don Quixote. But he's going out into space, and he goes through the black hole of Cygnus X-1 to get to Olympus. And then the gods realize with all the battles they've been having, Armageddon, that it's just no good at all. And they anoint him Cygnus, the god of balance. Yes, all that and more in Neil Peart's lyrics. So here is the concluding set of tonight's Apollo and Dionysus theme with our third featured artists, Rush, and their Epic from Hemispheres. Only here, of course, on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
burst into a nimbus, as was told tales of old, to the city of the mortals, marble white and pure as gold. We'll be right back.
We are not in time and space as we understand it.
Been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, It's not just a radio show. It is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always has a particular theme. And this evening, it's been Apollo and Dionysus as we've been exploring the opposing dynamics of those two Greek gods. And having a lot of songs about wine in there, because Dionysus was the god of wine. We've had just three long sets, plus a rather long 12-minute intro this evening. And that last set began with one of our three featured artists, Rush, and their epic Cygnus X1 Book 2 Hemispheres. All about, well, a kind of Neil Peart written lyrics about taking some liberties with the original Greek myths of the gods Apollo and Dionysus, but hooking in to a song from their Farewell to Kings album, Cygnus X1, which had a guy going into a black hole. Well, in this 18-minute epic, we learn the rest of the story, that he was trying to go to Olympus, where he did indeed meet all the gods and, well, in a way, saved humanity by bringing them balance. Then we head our second featured artist, the German electronic band Kraftwerk, and the godfathers of all of hip-hop, really. And that was their Japanese version of Numbers, Dentaku, from their Mix album. And then we finished off with our first featured artist, Apollo 440, and Yo Future, from Getting High on Your Own Supply. And yes, that was a really rockin' song, and I wanted to send that out to you, WMFO DJ Brian Young. We'll be back on our WMFO 91.5 FM airwaves tomorrow, Saturday, in the afternoon. We're finishing things off right now with, in a way, our fourth feature of the evening, songs from Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks by Brian Eno. And this is a track called The Ending, or An Ending, Ascent. And it's been used in many movies. Stay tuned for Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel. Classic rhythm and blues, funk, soul, dance, and disco from back in the day, from 10 p.m. until midnight, with a jazz interlude in the last hour. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back again next week here on WMFO in Medford.